Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. Join Coach Collins and the Cats at Welsh Ryan Arena on Tuesday, February 22nd for a special Tuesday promotion. All tickets are $22. Buy now at NUSports.com. And Transition is being brought to you by Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. Parkins and Spiegel have got you covered from now till 6 o'clock. Hello, boys.
Lawrence, how the hell are you?
Man, I'm good. I'm enjoying reveling in the 1961-62 MVP voting.
I feel like you do that once a month. I know about that from you. We just, because of your guy Wilt, right? Averaging more minutes per game?
Yes, and averaging 50 points and 26 rebounds a game.
Yeah, it's
and
ridiculous.
Finishing second.
Yeah, and finishing second.
It gave me a chance with DeMar and Wilt being tied to share that with people.
East Coast bias.
Yes, that's right.
Although
he was in Philly.
Wilt was in Philly, right. Yeah. Northeast Coast bias. Winning bias, you know? And block shot love for Bill Russell. But Wilt had those two.
So it's joyous, and I think that we all are going to have to over the next week for sure get a little bit more creative in doing our shows, because there's nothing.
Oh, hell yeah, absolutely. We talked a lot about Wilt yesterday and the DeMar numbers, and you know, what we stumbled upon was player efficiency rating, and other than Michael Jordan, DeMar DeRozan is having arguably the best season in Bulls history.
Yeah, it's him and the Jimmy Butler year from 13-14,
yep.
I think it was. Those two seasons.
But better than Scottie's 94 season, better than Derek's MVP season.
Better than any Artis Gilmore season or Reggie Theus or Orlando Woolridge.
Or Bob Love.
Yep.
Yeah, so he and with Jimmy, he's like .6 behind him. So, you know, in theory, he could get there. And I know player efficiency rating is not a perfect stat, but it's the NBA's attempt at war, at an all-encompassing, you know, stat to measure players against average in the field. So it's an all-time basketball season that we're seeing right now.
It's so fun to watch him continue to dazzle. And I've been saying for the last few weeks, like, I'm concerned about what this does to him, but as it stands right now, there isn't an issue. Like, he keeps going out there and grinding out the minutes and getting people to jump like crisscross whenever he ball fakes. Like, it's fun to watch his game continue to be effective, and I think that there are things to learn from it where the geometry of the court has changed and people value the three-pointer. And I thought that Donovan said something a couple days ago that made all the sense in the world, that every three-pointer is not created equally.
Mm-hmm.
And that you'd rather have a really good two than a bad three from a bad three-point shooting player.
It's interesting. Well, and there's another thing which we ended up talking about a little yesterday. When you can drive and finish around the basket, it's so much easier to pair that with a mid-range game than it is with a three-pointer game. And how many times have we seen DeMar in this stretch go to his spot where you think he's going to take that 18, 19 footer and just keep going to blow by somebody because they come out to launch him and he's a step and a half away from the rim. So he uses that. He sets you up with those spots and then blows by you and finishes at the rim for incredibly easy buckets. Way easier than if it were a three-pointer he's setting up for.
I was joking with Dan yesterday on if you're a player looking at the scouting report against DeMar DeRozan, and the scouting report probably has underlined three times, don't fall for the ball fake. But
the banana in the tailpipe.
I mean, definitely don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. But what do you do? Because every other scouting report is contest. Like, get in the face and contest the shot.
Mm-hmm.
So you're fighting your instinct. Like, I bet players that have to defend him hate it. Like, they hate what he does to embarrass them in that way where he's getting you up in the air and he knows how to do it. And you know that you shouldn't do it, but you still do it.
Because everything, you're supposed to go and contest, and he rises up to the highest peak he can for his shot every single time. So if you don't hustle to contest, you're going to be killed.
Well, and he's third in the league in free throw attempts per game.
Yep.
You know, and there's a big gap between him and one and two. But again, it's just a fun way to look at the company that he keeps. One, Giannis. Two, Joel Embiid. Three, DeMar DeRozan.
And that's the thing.
Four, James Harden. Five, Luka. Six, Kevin Durant. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's a good list.
It's an incredible list. And it's now DeRozan's at 8.1, and Embiid and Giannis are both slightly above 11. So there's a big gap between two and three. But still, in terms of a wing player who's not just bodying you and dunking on you, he's the best in the league right now at getting guys up in the air, initiating contact. So yeah, he's one of the toughest guards in the entire sport right now.
It's incredible. Like, we were also looking at shooting percentage yesterday, Lawrence, like single season and career and stuff, and finding wings on the shooting percentage leaderboards, you don't really find them. You got to go way down, and then you find like Cedric Cornbread Maxwell and Barkley. And we found Adrian Dantley, who was more of a post player than DeMar, but a decent comp, and Bernard King, you know? Like those kind of players who dominated from mid-range. Those are the only wings that you find on shooting percentage leaderboards. And he's obviously up there with Wilt right now in this streak with shooting percentage.
Speaking of Cedric's, while I was down in Phoenix.
Oh, entertainer.
Yeah.
Is one.
That's where I go.
Right now?
I mean, Maxwell.
That's pretty good. I mean,
Cedric Maxwell.
If you're doing a Cedric list.
Mm-hmm.
I was
Sabalos, slam dunk, double slam dunk champ. Very
that's
nice.
That's who I wanted to talk about.
Thank God the doctor's here.
I'm down there. I get in the car. I'm off to Fry's to go get some groceries while I'm there. Cedric Sabalos is the morning man at their version of Jams.
Wait, what?
Yes, he is the morning man for Odyssey Phoenix Jams.
Wow.
Former rap star, Lawrence.
I know, and I was just sitting there going, wait, is that Cedric Sabalos? And it was.
The answer is yes.
Could you tell, like, live show, taped intros to songs?
It seemed like a live show, because you know how FM is now.
Yeah.
It's a little, you know, it's a little column A, a little column B. But he was interacting and letting you know when the next big concert was going to be. Mm. And you can go see Keith Sweat and all of this other stuff. And I was like, good for Cedric Sabalos, because he had gotten really sick, remember? Like, he had gotten really sick, and people were worried, and there were vigils and stuff. And to be driving down McDowell and being like, look at this. Cedric Sabalos out here making it happen. He's the Phoenix version of Ed Lover. That's great.
Good for him. That's tremendous. Cedric Benson, come on now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cedric Benson for sure.
The late Cedric Benson.
That's
especially
right.
Cincinnati Cedric Benson.
Oh, he was good. He was good there. And then Cedric White was the kid that my sister wanted to go to the prom with. And she didn't, in part because my racist ass Nana said, oh, I'm so disappointed in you. And she hung up the phone on my sister. It's like, you know.
So wait, is your sister now going to get a story on the second page of the Sun-Times of her reuniting with Cedric 50 years later, like that guy and girl from Loyola?
I don't think her husband would appreciate that.
I mean, there's a whole genre that does, but.
That's true. There's a whole tab on Pornhub that
does. There's a whole genre of that. Much appreciative.
So disappointed in my Nana. You know?
Yeah, Nana.
Come on. Get a little progressive, Nana. Open your heart. Open your mind.
What was this, in like 1990?
Oh, earlier. 84, maybe?
Still like, come on, Nana.
Step up, Nana.
Come on.
Hey, but Nana at the time was how old?
Oh, God. 70s.
So Nana was born in the 1910s?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a product of your time.
Nana was locked and loaded. And my dad was like, yeah, no, I don't live like Nana. My dad rebelled, thank God, and raised us right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's, Nana was
poor
a problem.
Cedric.
That's tough.
Poor Cedric. All he wanted to do was hook up with my sister. That's all.
Yeah. And if your sister's
You're
anything like your
it
mom.
That way, I mean, wait, what? Like, what's happening here?
Was that on the air or was that off the air?
I definitely on the air.
That's all right.
Yeah, no, he speaks his mom's attractive.
She was, anyway.
Yeah, no, she
I
was.
Had, I had R. Danny R. over very early on in our partnership. I had Danny over. We hit the bong. I remember he was impressed that I was like late 40s.
That he was still, yeah, taking bong rips.
Still rolling with the bong rips.
Like, right, I'm gonna get along with this guy.
And then we went into another room, and there was a big picture of my mother when she was young. Playing tennis or something, and she's beautiful in the picture, and I'm standing there going, hey, Danny, look at my mom. Is my mom beautiful, huh?
Yeah, so Spiegs was bragging about
his hot mom.
About his hot mom.
Which is also another tab.
Which he has, like, a poster-sized picture of.
Not anymore.
And I was like, on the couch at the bong, I was like, this guy's awesome. Then on the tour of the art, I was like, this guy's weird. It's always stuck with me.
I got some Oedipal stuff that I've been dealing with for years.
Okay, sure.
And Christine said, yeah, we're going to be taking that down.
That's amazing.
Once Christine started exerting some influence, aesthetically and personally, Mom is no longer on the wall in that
the mom poster. I'm sure she allows for you to have photographs in like a frame, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
But these 16x24 glamour shot
in the tennis skirt. I was like,
I didn't think it was weird. I didn't think it was weird until you pointed it out. And I'm like, I guess that kind of is weird.
It was weird.
Yeah, it is.
It was a weird thing. It's not weird to have a picture of your mom in your house,
sure,
but to talk about it in that way struck me as strange.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah, what do you think of this?
Yeah, I was like,
it wasn't like that.
It was like, cool, man. Cool.
What was it like then, Speed?
It's very pretty face. Nice eyes.
Yeah. Nice eyes. That's what we were talking about. Ridiculous. We were talking about her eyes in the tennis skirt. Lawrence, the 24-hour tease.
She's a pretty girl.
Yeah, the 24-hour tease.
Yes.
You said yesterday it was NFL Media. Today it's Waste Management Open.
Yes. I wanted to get your thoughts on what happened at the 16th with the hole-in-one.
It's amazing. You know, it's like the anti-golf. It's the one tournament a year. It's like that in the Ryder Cup where there's rowdiness that is tolerated and even encouraged among golf fans. Now, obviously,
have we reached the limits of, like, because I felt like that was a might want to pull back moment.
I don't think you want hundreds of beers being thrown on a green when like the leaders are still coming up behind you. You know, like there is something to be said for like the integrity of the green and the putting surface and all of that. But I'm certainly not going to be like the old fuddy-duddy to say that I care. You know, it's not a major. It's a random tournament. It's a one-of-a-kind thing. And it would be fun to figure out a way to, like, if that's a 10 and the Masters is a one, it'd be fun to figure out a way to have more golf operate in like the 6 to 7 range.
Yeah, but this is like throwing O. Henry bars out of the Wrigley bleachers.
Oh, I could go for an O. Henry bar right now.
Right, but then like it was a stoppage, you'd pick it up and nothing would happen to the grass because it's a candy bar. Like,
in a wrapper.
Right, I would think launching a bunch of 16-ounce Michelob Ultras onto a finely manicured putting surface might leave some dents.
Whiteboard this for those of us who haven't lived it and seen it. Dude hits a hole in one and the crowd goes crazy.
The 16th hole at this course in Scottsdale, it's stadium style seating.
It's notoriously like raucous, like that tournament, but specifically the 16th hole.
Right. The tournament is basically, it encourages the spectator. Basically, it's let the guys swing, right? Be silent in the swing like at every tournament. Mm. But then heckling, cheering, booing, Baba Booey. It's a part, you know, the gates open at whatever it is, 5 a.m., and there's a mad rush of people, and they all sprint to the 16th hole because it's just this big party, and there's grandstands all around, and it's a very cool thing. And the guy hits the hole in one, and all of a sudden, people started throwing beers into the air and on the course, and it looked like the end of a parade grounds or something, or a concert.
And the tournament had to be stalled for, 20 minutes or so?
Yeah, they had to delay it, and, you know, it...
You know what they needed to do?
But whatever. Like, I'm not going to be mad about it.
They needed to do some waste management, didn't they? They had to go out there
and
manage the waste.
That's right.
That was kind of the bit. I talked with some people who were there that didn't like it because they were kind of in the line of fire.
Yeah.
And I could completely understand that. And I feel like, all right, like obviously like that's not going to happen all the time. A guy hits an ace, everyone's super excited, and usually it's kind of people doing the Benny the Bull with the popcorn thing where you're just so excited that you're like waving your beer up in the air. And then it became, let's launch these suckers onto the green. And I kept thinking the same thing, like, wow, green integrity. Like it could be problematic. And then I kept wondering, like, what's everyone doing while they're waiting for the tournament to resume?
Getting more beers.
No, not them. I meant the actual golfers.
Oh, the golfers. Yeah.
Not the gophers, the golfers.
Forgive me, sir, but if we kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key. Not golfers, gophers. What are the golfers doing? Well, you know, like weather delay.
Johnson.
Weather delay stuff, that happens in tournaments. Like, I don't know if they went to the range. I don't know if you just stayed out on the hole and you could practice like the shot that you were currently at, right? So like if you're in the middle of the fairway on 14, do you just keep practicing irons in? But like 20 minutes, it's fine. It's fine.
So Speaks, since you brought up the O. Henry bar, I immediately went to Google search O. Henry bars.
Okay.
And basically what you're finding is not where you can find an O. Henry bar, but people taking it basically to Etsy and creating their own O. Henry bars.
See?
As bakeables,
man,
and it looks delicious.
This I am here for this emerging market of boutique candy bars. There are people that make their own Snickers. I'm down for most of that. Perhaps unsurprisingly, in fact, when I was saying earlier that I had some edible issues, somebody texted that Speaks has no edible issues. That's true. Actually, no, I have those too. I have those too, as a matter of fact. But the O. Henry is kind of like a Baby Ruth, right? What's the difference between the O. Henry and the Baby Ruth?
No nuts in the O. Henry.
Oh, really?
It's
okay, so I'm mixing
butter,
it up,
right? But not peanuts.
Okay. So the O. Henry has some Butterfinger.
Crunchy peanuts, chewy fudge, creamy caramel covered with a chocolate coating.
Yeah, no, so the nuts are in there in the O. Henry. Lawrence, don't mess with me on candy bars, man. You know,
I thought it was peanut butter.
Yeah. No,
look, peanuts, Fifth caramel, Avenue, fudge about a, coated in chocolate.
Thinking about a Fifth Avenue bar, which had a similar color scheme.
$100,000 bar.
$100,000. Or the dearly departed Marathon bar. I like the Marathon.
R.I.P.
The long one with the braids and the caramel.
Forget it. He's rolling.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking about Lomas Brown when he was asked what his favorite candy bar was by McNeil and Boers, and he said, "I like the payroll with the Hormel and the Noogie." He was wrong three times in 21 seconds.
But we all know what he meant.
100%.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The payday with the Carmel and the Noogie.
The payroll. Someone should create. Is there some store that where there is make a payroll? An actual payroll bar?
That person on Etsy who's working on O'Henry's.
It's the generic version, like White Lightning or whatever, or Mountain Lightning for Mountain Dew. So there's a payroll bar somewhere.
Dr. Thunder. Dr. Thunder is your Walmart Dr. Pepper. That's a doctor we trust. That was going around yesterday. Name a doctor that you trust more than Dr. Oz. I went with Dr. NBA.
Of course.
Our guy Chris Tannehill.
Yeah.
Dr. Funkenstein was another one. Dr. Thunder would have been a solid one to go with.
Lawrence, today on the radio program.
Payroll bars?
Bronson Arroyo. This is going to be interesting. Bronson Arroyo is going to join us. He's very thoughtful. In about 20 minutes or so, and we are going to talk to him about the lockout and the drug culture around Major League Baseball.
Good fun.
So a lot of laughs to be had with Bronson Arroyo. Then Kendall Gill is on the show today. I got interesting advice from my wife on something that needs to be discussed. I have a neighborhood dilemma that needs to be discussed. Spiegs believes that baseball can learn something from the NFL, so obviously we're going to do that for at least an hour.
They can learn a lot of things.
Yeah. Exactly. So we get, and there is an interesting thing unfolding on my Twitter timeline right now of the Rams parade, and it looks like no one is in attendance.
Well, yeah.
But the Rams are still 11 out of 10 drunk.
Good.
Yeah. So but I don't know exactly like who they are partying for on these floats or in front of, but apparently Aaron Donald got to the microphone and just yelled, "I'm sorry if I slur my words," which is an amazing way to start a speech.
And he said, "Drink as much as we do tonight," to the crowd.
I'm sure we will find some of this audio before we're out of here at 6 o'clock as well.
I love it. Boys, have yourselves a show. I will see you both tomorrow.
All right, Lawrence, have a good day.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.